as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, July 7. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, parliamentary opposition leader and Marigot MP Lennox Linton says a United Workers Party government will bring back jobs and increased wages to Dominicans. CAFA has officially verified that the 4 staff of Hodges Bay Resort Antigua have tested positive for COVID-19. Using rapid antigen tests, says hotel owner Jeff Wellmeyer. And more than 200 scientists asked the WHO to update its guidance on how the coronavirus spreads in the air, as new research shows the COVID-19 virus could be airborne for long periods in fine particles. The news is brought to you compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise. The details coming up. Former UWP deputy leader Joshua Francis describes Doreen Francis as a trailblazing spirit in her contributions to young people in Dominica and to humanity in general. Francis is a social worker and child rights advocate. Francis was a panelist on the new Kudos to Our Heroes program, which aired on Q95 on Monday evening. He says recognizing and appreciating the great works of Francis is timely and does great justice to her legacy. She says, and is all about making persons' lives better and encourages persons to do the same.
I think it was timely. It was appropriate that Dominicans came out to shower Mrs. Francis, who is deserving for all the accolades she can receive. This is a lady who has created a trailblazing spirit in the country, and all of us should learn from her in that she has shown an important element of what can give her true happiness, and that is selflessness. She has dedicated 46 years of her life contributing towards the betterment and improvement of humanity in Dominica, because that's what Mrs. Francis is all about, making lives better, irrespective of one's background. And she continues to be inventive, to be creative, to be innovative, and she's willing to continue to contribute towards the sustenance of Dominica Save the Children Fund. So I want to take the opportunity to publicly thank her for contributing towards my life and by extension, my extended family. And I pray that God continues to bless her, show her with long life. She's 86, but she can still keep going. And I pray that she is healthy.
Former deputy leader of the United Workers Party, Joshua Francis. Meantime, CEO of Q95, Sheridan Gregoire, extends his recollections, recognition, and appreciation of Francis and her contributions to youth. He says she always gave valuable, insightful, deep-seated, and meaningful contributions of great substance to the constructive conversations on Q95, which instilled positive mental attitudes.
Many of us recall that for years, Doreen Francis called Q95, and they valuable, insightful, deep-seated, and I just said meaningful contributions of great substance to our constructive conversations on Q, always with a view to uplifting children, people, family life, and society in general, to instill positive mental attitudes, to elevate the level and content of the dialogue, and to positively influence the process of social thought in Dominica, and I might add in the Caribbean by extension. So here we are this evening, delivering on a thought driven by Swinging Janice Williams and initiated and facilitated by Q95. I just want to simply say that I wish to express my great delight at this opportunity to recognize and honor the life and works of Ms. Doreen Francis, a phenomenal woman, and to give her well-deserved flowers while she is, in fact, still alive. And we at Q95 look forward doing the same thing for all the deserving Dominican heroes at home and abroad. So thank you, Pastor Rodney. Thank you, Janice Williams, for your generosity. And thank you, Doreen Francis, for all that you have done.
Meantime, Janice, also known as Swinging Janice, humanitarian and Dominican now residing in Toronto, Canada, was one of the pioneers for the advancement of women in the business of writing, composing, and singing calypsos. She also established the Swinging Janice Foundation in 2017, which, along with other projects, helped the homeless and less fortunate youth. She also shared her words of recognition and appreciation for Doreen Francis, saying that she would not have become the woman she is today had it not been for Doreen Francis.
Miss Doreen Francis was inspirational in changing my life. I don't know where I would be today if it wasn't her guidance, her love, her sponsorship, and all that she did for me, even employment when I left high school. So for the many hundreds of children that she helped, and I mean not just with the sponsorship, but the motherly love, the guidance, the scoldings, the groups that she created to keep us off the streets. I mean, it goes beyond. And I think it's fitting this evening. And I'm so excited to say to her, Miss Francis, these are your flowers while you're alive. And I want you to smell your roses. And I want to say thank you for all you've done for all Dominicans.
Janice Williams. Former corporate executive, Marigot MP, and leader of the parliamentary opposition, Lennox Linton, says a UWP government will bring back jobs to the Dominican people with increased wages and revitalization of key sectors through a focus on agriculture, tourism, and manufacturing. Linton explains that his executive understands what it takes to revive the pillars of the economy while effectively maintaining assistance programs on island.
And we have to understand, Dominica was in a place where people were out in the rural communities making serious money from agriculture. And we can do that. We can make money from agriculture, but we have to do it right. We have to understand the potential that we have. We have to understand the range of valuable agricultural commodities that we can place in export markets. We have to understand where our advantages lie in agro-processing that add value to the agricultural products. We have to understand our strategic advantage in the health and wellness segment, in the skincare product segment, with all of the herbs and spices, all of the natural products that come from our plant substances. Once we understand that and we start to put capability behind that, then we're good to go. We have had significant resources belonging to the people of Dominica from the sale of the passports that could have gone into those kinds of ventures and must of necessity go into those kind of ventures as we emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic downturn that has impacted the global community. We have to put our finger on what works for us, what is our advantage, and how we now benefit from the lessons we have learned, from the things we have not done that we can do and do well for the benefit of all the people. So now is a watershed time.
UWP leader Lennox Linton. President of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney, says it is always disconcerting when people lose their investments, either via legal, established methods and organizations, or non-legal ways. Hence, he advised that persons stay away from the ongoing pyramid scheme which has taken the country by storm. He says no one should have to lose their hard-earned finances because they trust someone else who promised they would take care of their interests.
In all cases, that must be condemned and dealt with harshly. The current situation, there seem to be varied opinions on it. I read a particular document that really does not quote any legislative, any law that is being broken, except the fear that people might lose their monies in a pyramid scheme, or what is thought to be a pyramid scheme. And if that is what that is, then certainly it must not be encouraged. So from my perspective and my interest and information in the financial industry and as a pastor, I would say to people, if you are going to be engaged in anything that's going to deny people of their hard-earned property and their assets or their premiums and their finances, then you should desist from doing that. Certainly from a moral standpoint.
Pastor Randy Rodney. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, says serious consideration should be given by the government for the establishment of an industrial relations court. He says this will be a working area where persons will be hired full-time and able to really spend time on issues needing attention. He posed the question, why should somebody have a matter, and for 7 to 10 years that matter is not being resolved?
Because those, the people who sit on the tribunal is voluntary service they are providing. They are employed otherwise. The lawyers, that is not priority to the lawyers. If they have a high court case, that takes precedence over tribunal matters. Mm-hmm. So that is something that needs to be looked at.
DPSU General Secretary Thomas Leiter. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says he remains concerned about the rancor and division which exists in Dominica, which he says stems mainly from political partisanship. He says he believes in fighting a hard campaign, but believes once a party has been declared victorious, the country should return to working together, and that he may very well invite opposition leader Lennox Linton to his recently started ANU Pale program.
We'll have a dialogue and a discussion on national issues. He will tell me all what he doesn't like with the government, and he'll tell me all what he likes with the government, and would not be interested. So you never know, I may extend an invitation to him to be in the ANU Pale program at some point. And I think that the political leadership in the country need to close the gap and improve on communication. We will not always agree on everything, but for Christ's sake, we cannot always disagree. So let us identify the things that we agree on, and let us negotiate the things that we don't agree on as a people. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is our country, and we have this government. The government will be in place for the next 5 years, and it is our duty and obligation as citizens to work in the government of the day.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. The Roosevelt Skerrett administration is willing to invest in LEAD 2020 Limited. That's according to Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown. Brown sent a letter to his colleagues on Thursday, 2nd July, suggesting a replacement for LEAD 1974 Limited, which is expected to be liquidated. The Antigua Prime Minister says he plans to move ahead with the creation of the new LEAD 2020, even if his fellow colleagues do not wish to pursue that option. If the majority shareholding group of LEAD is opportunistically allowed to collapse this original institution and form a new entity without honoring the institution's liability to creditors, this will be a form of state banditry, Brown wrote. I have heard from my dear friend Roosevelt Skerrett from Dominica. In fact, he says Dominica is prepared to invest in LEAD if that's the route we decide to go. Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, LEAD's incoming chairman and prime minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is one of the company's major shareholders, has said that six airlines have expressed interest to fill the gap that would be left in the wake of LEAD's current challenges. They include SVG Air, One Caribbean, Caribbean Airlines, Inter-Caribbean Airlines, Silver Airways, and Air Antilles. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley also confirms that several airlines have come forward since announcements were made about LEAD's demise. However, in recent times, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett also announced that his government is willing to support any entity that is to take over the operations of LEAD 1974 Limited. Meantime, Tourism Minister Denise Charles says the unfortunate news of the liquidation of LEAD 1974 Limited has caused some anxiety in the market. However, she wants to assure all Dominicans and potential travelers to the island that this will not affect air access to and from the island. Charles says the gap that LEAD has left has actually created an opportunity for many other agencies. She says her ministry has received over 5 proposals since the news of the demise of LEAD.
Right now, the ministry has received over 5 proposals, which we're assessing, and we'll be able to make an announcement once we've completed our assessment. So, rest assured, air access to Dominica will not be limited. In fact, it may actually expand.
Tourism Minister Denise Charles. And despite the challenges posed by COVID-19, the Ministry of Education says it remains confident that the students have acquired the necessary knowledge over the years to excel in the Grade 6 National Assessment Exams. 852 students are sitting the exams today, which began at 7:45 a.m. Education Minister Octavia Alford says the health and sanitization needs of the students will also be met.
We have also considered the health and sanitation needs of the students sitting the exams. To this end, schools have prepared centers in keeping with social distancing protocols, with desks arranged at safe distances. Students' gatherings will not be encouraged. Also, sanitation guidelines will be enforced, including frequent hand washing and sanitizing of hands. Exam centers have been cleaned and sanitized to safely accommodate students. The Ministry of Education offers best wishes to the 852 students writing the exams. We thank you for your patience over the past months as the ministry worked to make the necessary adjustments to ensure your comfort and success. This will be the culmination of all your hard work and an opportunity to show all you have learned. I know that some of you might be nervous about the exam, but you have worked hard and I encourage you to give it your best effort. Have faith in yourself and faith that God will see you through.
Alfred also thanked the officials of the Ministry of Education who worked tirelessly to finalize the exams and make the necessary adjustments due to the impact of COVID-19. She also commended the teachers and principals of the various schools.
Our principals and teachers have also worked to prepare their centers to ensure the safety of the students who will be sitting the exams. Our teachers have gone above and beyond over the past months to keep students engaged in learning and to ensure that those writing the Grade 6 National Assessment were adequately prepared. We thank them for this collaboration and for their unending commitment to the children of Dominica.
Education Minister Octavia Alfred. Meanwhile, Senior Education Officer for Curriculum Measurement and Evaluation Robert Geist says this year, due to the occurrence of COVID-19 and the protocols which must be adhered to, several changes have been made to the format and administration of the exams.
Unlike what has been done in the past, most students will write the exams at their own schools. This has been done to avoid excessive traveling on the part of the students. Also, the exams will take place over a period of about 5.5 hours on one day only. As a result, the number of items on each paper has been reduced, and instead of the traditional 4 exams, students will take only 3. The social science and the science and technology papers have been merged to form a general paper. Because of the reduction in the number of items, the time allocation for each paper has also been reduced. Students and supervisors will be required to wear masks upon entering the exam centers, but these may be removed by students only during the exam if the students feel the need to remove it. Sanitization protocols will also be observed during and after the exams. To this end, 70% and 90% alcohol will be made available to exam supervisors.
Senior Education Officer for Curriculum Measurement and Evaluation, Robert Geist. In other news, Hodges Bay Resort owner in Antigua, Jeff Wellmeyer, says the 4 staff who recently tested positive for COVID-19 using rapid antigen tests have now had the results officially verified by CAFA. Last month, the testing was done by Dr. Joey John, who tested 66 staff members, with 4 people testing positive with the virus. However, Health Minister Molwyn Joseph marked the test results as unofficial and had sent them to CAFA for validation. As of yesterday, Antigua has 70 positive cases of COVID-19, 2 new cases added. According to the Health Ministry, the 2 are among 8 positive results just returned from the regional health body based in Trinidad. The other 6 are repeat tests from previously confirmed cases. And more than 200 scientists are asking the World Health Organization, WHO, to update its guidance on how the coronavirus spreads in the air. They say fine particles may travel farther than 6 feet and fear current advice may not promote multiple layers of protection. Dr. John LaPook reports.
Researchers around the world say the evidence is clear. The coronavirus is likely airborne. When we cough or sneeze, larger airborne droplets containing virus can travel, usually up to about 6 feet. But smaller particles can be emitted simply by talking or singing and can go much farther and linger in the air for hours.
They don't fall to the ground in 6 feet, and they can remain in the air for hours and potentially infectious for hours.
What would you like the WHO to do?
Acknowledge that the risk goes beyond 6 feet.
Dr. Don Milton co-wrote the letter signed by nearly 240 scientists from around the world. How certain are you that aerosols are playing a significant role in the transmission of COVID-19 past, say, 6 to 8 feet?
You look at the restaurant outbreak in Guangzhou, several bus outbreaks in China, and it's clear that one person could infect people over much more than 6 feet.
In some circumstances, those aerosols can travel more than 30 feet. Each layer of protection helps, like this cloth mask that partially blocks an aerosol from a simulated cough. What implication does that have for somebody in their home or in their office indoors?
You need to have everybody wearing masks who are not in the same bubble. And that you need to have good ventilation.
Improved ventilation systems are a top priority for New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If there is a way to filter the air and there's a way to get COVID out of the air, then we want to do that.
Dr. John LaPook joins us now. John, we're so hung up on 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. And now I just heard you say the particles can go 30 feet. Does that mean if somebody's 30 feet away from me that I can get it? From 30 feet out now?
Potentially. I mean, the aerosolization process itself with the tiny, you know, 5 micron particles floating out, drying out, it's rough on the virus. But we have seen instances where it looks like that happens. For example, in super spreader events. Remember the choir in Washington State where one person looks like they infected 52 others? And it doesn't look like it could have been totally on the basis of just droplet, you know, within 6 to 8 feet.
Yes, I also heard the scientists say it doesn't just stay dropped to the ground, that it could linger in the air. So, John, how are we supposed to move in the world? What are we supposed to do?
I think, you know, the scientists I spoke to, like Kim Prather, who you heard, said, you know, don't be afraid of this. This is an opportunity. Now that we know that there's an issue, we can try to fix it. So, for example, in buildings, we need to make them healthier. We need to improve the ventilation. Maybe we put filters in the air. Maybe we put UV filters that can destroy the virus in the ducts. It shouldn't be scary to people. Open the window, crack the door, simple things. But once we know that there's a problem, we have some of the greatest engineers on the planet in the United States. Now we know there's an issue, let's deal with it.
That's the midday news. First, a recap of the headlines. Parliamentary opposition leader and Marigot MP Lennox Linton says a UWP government will bring back jobs and increased wages to Dominicans. CAFA has officially verified that 4 staff of Hodgesby Resort Antigua have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 200 scientists asked the WHO to update its guidance on how the coronavirus spreads in the air, as new research shows the COVID-19 virus could be airborne for long periods and fine particles. The news is brought to you, compliments West Indies Communications Enterprise. I am Kimberly Benjamin.